And here's a look at First News. It's fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Israeli fighter jets hit more targets in Gaza today. After the truce expired, the war on Hamas resumed. Smoke billowing from the territory. They did a few hostage exchanges, and now Israel is back on track to wiping out this most ruthless terrorist organization that roams the planet. And of course, the U.S. is pissed off because they're not fighting the war the way the U.S. wants them to fight the war. See, Israel, folks, is fighting the war to win it and to eliminate the problem. And the United States does not want that. Antony Blinken, Joe Biden, and all of his buddies in D.C. want to use politics to fight the war. In the meantime, there's Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. He said the war with Russia is now in a new stage. Winter is expected to complicate fighting after a summer counteroffensive that produced any results. Despite the setbacks, he said in an interview yesterday, we're not backing down. He said he fears that the Israel-Hamas war will overshadow the conflict in Ukraine. What he's afraid of is that the money will stop pouring into the Ukraine. And Europe needs to step up. After all, it's being fought on your continent. So you guys start ponying up some money instead of the U.S. taxpayers. The annual U.N. climate talks are just about over. Final decision is non-binding on terms like the NDC's 1.5 degree loss and damage protocol that they've put in place. A lot of people travel to that. Climate watchers ask themselves that there's a growing debate of whether our current process and current targets need reforms. We found out from the climate conference, though, that the temperatures aren't rising as fast as they thought they would. The Philippine Coast Guard opened up a new monitoring base on a remote island occupied by Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea. Manila's now ramping up their efforts to counter China's aggressive actions. Well, I don't have to worry when John Tester's here. So, you heard the commercials, folks. He's been handling China. Yeah, China's claiming all kinds of new territory in the South Sea, folks. They have been for years. He's been there 18 years. Hasn't stopped it. Confrontation between Chinese and Filipino ships have intensified this year, fueling fears about a conflict. But don't worry, folks. We've got U.S. Senator John Tester. And he's there. He's watching China, boy. You bet. Representative George Santos of New York will confront a third effort to expel him from the House today. Vote is likely. He could well become the sixth member of the House to be ousted by colleagues. Annual report is out on the death penalty. It said now more Americans believe death penalty is administered unfairly. Gallup poll found 50% of Americans believe capital punishment is applied unfairly, another sign of the death penalty's further isolation. In 2023 was the ninth consecutive year in which fewer than 30 were executed. Fewer than 50 got death sentences. Experts said it remains uncertain if the public's winning support and its declining use will ultimately result in its getting rid of the death penalty in the U.S. in future years. Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller making headlines today turned himself into police in Dallas, charged with domestic violence against the mother of his children who's pregnant. 34-year-old Miller surrendered to police in Glen Heights, faces a third-degree felony assault charge of a pregnant woman, punishable by 2 to 10 years in prison. Police wrote Miller twice put his hands on the neck of this woman, pulled out a chunk of her hair, threw her onto a couch. Von Miller and his attorneys are not responding. Three members of Congress want the U.S. Justice Department to investigate how hackers were able to breach into a water system in Pittsburgh, prompting the nation's top cyber defense agency to warn other water and sewage treatment utilities, they could be vulnerable by hacking, folks. 30 years ago, we didn't have to worry about hackers getting into our electricity grid, our water grids. Everything was all done by hand, by valves, by persons, and not by computer. But these hackers were able to get into the water system. It's Pittsburgh. They're still investigating. They think they came from Green Bay. You know what they call them, Mark?
No, tell me, Paul.
The Green Bay Hackers. Manufacturing kinks need to be worked out. Tesla delivered its first dozen or so Cybertrucks to customers 2 years behind schedule. The CEO, Elon Musk, showed off the trucks at an event at their factory outside Austin, Texas. Ceremony started with him driving the truck on his stage, hopping into the bed, and said it's the most unique vehicle on the road. He said the truck has 17 inches of ground clearance in order to drive off-road. It can go from 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds. That would work well on those feral pigs.
Yes, it would.
And they're having trouble with electric vehicles, folks, and America's just not buying in. And the Democrats, John Tester, Joe Biden, all of them, want all vehicles in the United States electric by 2035. Their goal is to have like 65% by 2030. That's only about 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, there's the OPECers, the oil cartel. They've come out in an online meeting Thursday, and they want to cut two more million barrels a day for the next 3 months. They also declared Brazil will join in on that block in January, bringing the world's fastest oil producers into alliance. Sweeping cutbacks from OPEC and other member countries have not made lasting changes to oil prices because of concerns of oversupply anyway in a weakening economy. U.S. drivers have seen the gas prices go down in the last few months because of oil. And the OPECers, what they do is they inflict economic pain on every nation in the world and hold us hostage because of their oil. And yet there's never any repercussions for those nations, are there?
No.
We don't cut back the amount of food they get.
No.
The amount of manufactured goods that they get. Brazil, Saudi Arabia. Look, over in Saudi Arabia, those Middle Eastern countries, they can't raise any agricultural products. It's desert. They rely on everyone else. And yet we sit there and let them inflict economic pain on every nation, and we don't do a damn thing to those people over there. Trump increased our oil production and made us energy independent. That got them. But since then, all those policies have been rescinded by John Tester and the Democrats. Stocks had a big day yesterday, at least on the Dow. The Dow had a big day, up over 500 points, up 1.5% yesterday. NASDAQ was down. The S&P 500 was down. But some of the stocks that did well yesterday, stocks like Cracker Barrel, Old Country Store, Big Lots, they were up yesterday. Discount retailers' earnings beat Wall Street's forecast. Build-A-Bear Workshop, I don't know what that is, they were up yesterday. Lazy Boy, they were up yesterday. Furniture company beat what analyst fiscal second quarter earnings and revenue forecast had expected. So the Dow had a good day. So far, futures are down a little bit this morning on all the foreign indexes. Well, a whack federal judge in Montana has now blocked our new legally legislative passed law that would ban TikTok in the state for those who are in government agencies. District Judge Donald Malloy, yes, that bird brain from Missoula, once again said it infringes on the constitutional rights of users and businesses. The ban was going to take effect January 1st. The legislature passed the ban. It was based on an argument that the Chinese government can gain access to information through TikTok. The app's parent company is based in Beijing, China. We don't have to worry about that, though, Don, because don't you listen to the John Tester commercials about China? Folks, he's got China kissing his feet, and yet here we have all these problems. Folks, you know, it's not that you can't use it in your private life.
Right.
They just didn't want it in the state legislative offices and things like that.
I don't want that. I don't want video games on my government laptop.
You're not allowed to smoke in a government building in Montana, right, or other things. Nope, Donald Malloy said can't ban it, so there's a temporary stop while they fight it in the courts. Owner of a couple South Central Montana metals mines stopping work on the expansion project. They're going to lay off 100 workers because the price of palladium fell sharply in the past year up there at the Stillwater mine. They announced the layoffs on Wednesday at their platinum and palladium mine. The company said another 187 workers could be affected. Some jobs have been eliminated in recent months. They said they can still make money mining on the west side of the property, but the expansion now on the east side of properties so far, they said, would not be cost effective right now due to the markets. Palladium prices have since fallen from a peak of $3,000 an ounce in March of 22 to now about $1,000 an ounce. So we need to put signs up all over town so the crooks quit cutting your catalytic converters off and taking them into recycling centers and selling them. Who in the hell does that, by the way? You think if I'm not a policeman.
Okay.
But if I was a detective, that would be the easiest crime to solve when somebody comes in and they have five catalytic converters. Who in the hell cuts their own catalytic converter off of their car? No one, Mark.
Nobody.
Nobody does that. But the price is down. Joe Biden got into the holiday spirit yesterday in D.C. He and his wife, Jill, participated in the lighting of the national Christmas tree, 40-foot Norway spruce from West Virginia. And there was a doubt whether it would go on or not because the wind toppled the tree on Thursday. They were able to get it upright again within hours, something that Joe Biden's very familiar with. And a humpback whale visiting the waters off Seattle dazzled onlookers Thursday morning and made several breaches of the water just beyond the city's downtown area. The whale was spotted the last 3 days swimming around Elliott Bay, but the whale breached for about 40 minutes yesterday after performing several pectoral fin slaps and dives. Local whale watching groups have identified the young humpback whale as a calf of adult female with the identification of BCY09995, better known as Smiley. It's not unusual for humpback whales to visit the waters of Seattle, but when Smiley yesterday started breaching the surface and slapping its fins on the water, oh my gosh, clothes came off. It was orgasmic, folks, for the people that were watching these whales out there. They'd never seen anything like it before in their life. And this whale then, after a few, Smiley, after a few, he waved goodbye. And those who speak whale said he was saying, thank you for the wonderful time here in Seattle. I love all of you. And now I'm going on to the deep with my life, and I'm looking for a future mate. Don't worry. Don't cry. I'll be back someday. And once again, you'll all have a chance to see 09925-7, Smiley. And then he went out into the deep.
Swam off into the sunset.
Into the sunset, Mark. Beyond the wild blue yonder.
In sports, Colorado Buffaloes coach, Deion Sanders, is Sports Illustrated's Sports Person of the Year. Now, most times when you win four games,
what?
When you go 4-8, you're in the news because you're getting fired.
Yes.
He went 4-8, last place in their entire division, only won one conference game, but because of the economic impact that he has had on Boulder, yeah, and the money that's supposed to be coming in, they say that, what's the number here? They figured the impact of Deion being a coach has brought in a little over $77 million into their town.
Yeah, and that was in the first four games of the year.
Yeah.
Because the last eight games of the year, they weren't bringing in that.
No.
What about the ski instructors? They bring in quite a bit of money to Boulder, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's all politics.
Yes, it is.
All politics. God, they were talking about Colorado being in the national championship picture.
First three games they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're 4-8. They won't even get a bowl game.
Mm-mm.
Well, they might. They might put them in a bowl game anyway.
Right. The Rocky Bowl, maybe.
Yeah. 40 degrees today, folks. Partly sunny. And the weather just gets better from here on out. 45 Saturday. Same thing for Sunday. Next week, we're going to be in the 50s. First 4 days of next week. Next Tuesday, we could be pushing 60 degrees. So get your tee times. You don't need them, though.
No. There are 43 bowl games.
Wow.
But you got to have a minimum of 6 wins to get in.
Unless you're Deion Sanders in Colorado.
That's right.
Right.
Because that's good for TV ratings.
That's right. Frosty this morning. 21 degrees out there. 6:45. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thank God it's a weekend. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.